Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, October 11th, 2006. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy today to share a brief message from God's Word to encourage you and challenge you in your walk with Christ. Today's message is titled, Bitter or Better? Two scripture passages from Genesis 42, verse 24, and from Hebrews 12, verse 15.
He turned away from them and began to weep, but then turned back and spoke to them again. See to it that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many.
I recently prayed with a friend over a troubling situation. As I concluded my prayer, I noticed he was weeping and somewhat trying to hide it. Well, we men tend to feel apologetic when we express our emotions. This man has incurred a deep hurt that surely shakes his faith. He will battle the question we all deal with in regard to life's inevitable hurts. Will I grow bitter or better as a result of this?
Joseph is an interesting Bible character. In his book, Gleanings in Genesis, A.W. Pink notes 101 parallels between Joseph and Christ Jesus. Obviously, we won't list them all here. One of the interesting characteristics of Joseph is his freely expressed emotions. In the Genesis story, we find him weeping on 8 different occasions.
Today's scripture portion records an event that took place during his first encounter with his brothers after a separation of 20 years. The last time he had seen them was from the back of a caravan while he was being hauled off as a slave to Egypt, thanks to their devious plot. During these years, he had many occasions when bitterness could have set in.
However, God had worked on his heart all through this time, and we are constantly reminded that the Lord was with him.
Have others hurt you? Well, of course they have. Oswald Chambers has observed that, quote, "It is nonsense to say that suffering makes saints. It makes some people devils," end quote. Joseph's heart could have hardened after the long years of hurt and separation from his family. If anybody had ever been mistreated, it was he. Consider all the years he had to nurse his pain. Even in Egypt, he had experienced several serious, disappointing setbacks before his eventual promotion.
Yet he didn't grow bitter. And on the occasion in today's text, while Joseph was in a position of authority over his brothers, he saw their deep consternation and was emotionally overwhelmed.
Are the hard experiences of life, including hurts from others, going to make you bitter or better? Joseph expresses one of the great principles of life he has personally realized from this very difficult experience later on. "You intended to harm me," he said to his brothers, "but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." And what a wonderful assurance when we realize ultimately God intends all for good.
Let's pray together. Jesus, when we're hurt, we naturally turn away from the source of our pain. But then we're inclined to carry that pain inwardly, where it can easily spread and damage our emotions, distort our outlook, and strain our relations with others. If we don't surrender our bruised emotions to you, the growing root of bitterness begins to squeeze out the stored up blessings we receive from you day after day. The byproducts of bitterness, such as anger, rage, self-pity, and other destructive attitudes, become the order of the day, paving the way back to our old nature. But you have ordered us to rid ourselves of all such things that violate the new self as we are being renewed in the image of our Creator. We can only do this as we clothe ourselves daily with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Help us to bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances we have against one another. We can only do this as we carry out the same kind of forgiveness that you, our Lord and Savior, demonstrate toward us. You are the supreme example of one who embraced enemies who mocked you and friends who betrayed you. Help us, in as much as it is possible, to live at peace even with those who inflict wounds. By your grace and our surrendered will, we will cut off the root of bitterness and grow the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. Well, we've been out a couple of days. We had intended to prepare a message yesterday, but we had a wonderful visit from my aunt and uncle from Missouri. The day before, we were returning from a trip this weekend to northern Pennsylvania. We had two services. We have a lot of additional information on our website today. We're at www.dailyencouragement.net. The material will be on the site October 11th, or if you're listening to this podcast any day apart from that, just go back to that date. We have a number of pictures from our trip to northern Pennsylvania. Once again, a reminder to our barn sing-along we're having this Saturday near our home in our Amish neighbor's barn. And there's other material. The podcast today, the background, is a wonderful song that we both enjoy so much, entitled "The In Christ Alone," which is just a reminder of what Christ has done for us. Also today, we do have some other materials on the site if you care to look, some other photographs. Have a blessed day. Continue to stay faithful. Don't be bitter, but receive God's forgiveness.